Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 5, and this is letter 1338, and it's dated on the ninth day of Tevis in Tavshi Yud Beis in Brooklyn, Sholem Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm answering your question about the Sefer called Zohar Torah. The Rebbe says, I've seen it once, and as I can remember, as it's in my memory, that's a copy of the Zohar to Lashon Kodesh, to Lashon HaKodesh. And it's not a commentary on the Zohar. And that's why the Rebbe says, I'm surprised, why do you need to learn in some copy if you can learn in the Zohar itself? Because it is impossible that when you copy into another language that should be able to include all the commentary. And therefore, this is also applies to the sanctity of it, as you can find it in the language in which Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and his group said it, so there is more sanctity in just using it in the direct language. He asked the Rebbe about putting on the tefillin, which is known as the tefillin of Shimush Rabba Veraivet. Those are another way of placing the parshiot in the Shel Rosh, which would go the Shemush Rab and the Ravid. So he asked the Rebbe, should he start wearing those? And the Rebbe says, if possible, it is fitting to start to put them on after you turn 40. And the Rebbe is sending him to a sikh of Yudalit Shvat Tovshin Yud Amit Zayin. I'm not sure exactly the reference there, but I do remember that in one of those talks, the Rebbe said that on his own, he would be afraid to put on the four pairs of tefillin, but it was under his father-in-law's instruction, so that's why he did it. So maybe the Rebbe's reference is to that. And the fact that, and the Rebbe said, what you're asking about, that the writing of those portions and how to place them, that is known to the scribes. And he brings down some svarim that discuss this. And the Rebbe says, if you look in the Ayom Yom, for sure you look in the Ayom Yom, over there you'll see exactly which of the parts you read with which of the thing, you know, the Chumash, the Shurim, and what they do with each one of them. That's in the Ayom Yom. And also how to place them, and the Rebbe wishes him a blessing of Mazel Tov. In the notes over here, they bring down that the Sefer Zohar Torah, when he quotes there the people that agreed and the Haskamas and the thank you, they also bring a from the Rebbe Rashab receiving that Sefer. I guess, I'm not sure who the person that asked it over here, but I guess you have to be at a certain level. Rebbe says 40 years old, but you have to be at a certain level in order to go ahead and put on these extra pairs of tefillin. In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 5, and this is letter number 1339, Baruch Hashem, dated the ninth day of Tevis, 10 Tevis, Etosh Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Sholem of Racha. So the Rebbe says that I sent you a letter of Mazel Tov for your engagement, Kishurat Noyim, for sure you have received this in time. And Rebbe responding to his question, how much should he learn and how should his conduct and his service be until the time of his marriage? The Rebbe says, I have not heard any specific instructions. And the Rebbe would be very particular to only usually rely on what his father-in-law has told him, instructed, and the teachings of his to give. But the Rebbe says, I didn't hear any specific instructions with regard to that. In addition, you're not writing when is the date that they set up for the wedding in a good and auspicious time. Because a couple of weeks before, you need to learn the laws of Nida, and it's best that you should learn with Chavrusa, with young married people from the Anash, and in days that are close to the days of marriage, to learn also in Reishis Chochma, Shara Gedusha, Perik Tezvov, Tezayin, Yudzayin, which is the discussion over there, how one's approach needs to be to a married life. And may Hashem bless you that the Shidduch should be beautiful in all details with blessings.